Speaking of entities that President Trump doesn't like, he calls the press the enemy of the American people, the enemy of the people. Can you assess, as the media assesses President Trump in his first 100 days, the media's behavior?
Well, I think the media has fallen over backwards to try to give him some protection and leeway. I mean, there are things that are so ludicrous and outrageous that a reporter simply can't keep from saying something about them. Like there's one ridiculous claim after another that comes out of the tweets, 3 million illegal undocumented refugees voted for Clinton. Obama wiretapped the Trump Tower, one after another. My sense is, this is just a guess, that this is a media strategy, that it's the Bannon, Trump, Spicer strategy to try to keep attention focused on one or another form of lunacy, but not look at what's actually happening. And what's actually happening is that Paul Ryan and his associates behind the scenes are systematically and carefully dismantling every element of government that is of any benefit to people and that doesn't maximize corporate power and profit. I mean, the dedication of the Republican leadership, especially the Ryan-type leadership, their dedication to slavish servility to corporate power and wealth is just phenomenal. I mean, read this morning's business pages. Their latest step is to try to prevent exposure of complaints against banks that carry out improper activities. It is possible now, thanks to the Consumer Protection Act, for people to criticize when they think a bank has carried out some improper activity. But we got to keep that silent, because we have to protect corporations from any exposure of criminal activities they might carry out. I mean, down to that level, in fact, everywhere you look, I mean, the healthcare proposal was so shocking that it was a proposal basically to cut taxes for the rich and to ensure that poor and middle-class people who voted for Trump, in fact, don't get medical aid. As you saw, of course, the Congressional Budget Office estimated 24 million additional people uninsured. There was an analysis of that by Steffi Woolhandler and David Himmelstein, two health specialists, just studying the relationship between lack of insurance and deaths. There's plenty of evidence about that. And it turns out that would have meant about 45,000 additional deaths a year. But that's okay as long as you cut taxes for the rich. And step by step, that's what's happening behind the facade of Trumpisms and Spicer antics before the press. And the press is pretty much falling for it. That's what they focus on, not what's being carried out. There is, of course, mild criticism of outrageous lies, but I think that just plays the game. That's what the lies are for. Then you can yell about the liberal press that is trying to undermine us. It's all a kind of a desperate effort to keep a con game going. Trump does have a base, a voter base. He's kicking them in the face with abandon. And the idea is, how do you hold on to them while you're doing this? Not an easy trick. And this, I think, is part of the con. There are people in the press who are pointing it out, Paul Krugman for one, but nothing like it should be.